Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
We're talking about the name, the mighty name of Jesus. We're talking about the greatness of Jesus' name and the uncommon power in that name. And we talked about the fact that Jesus inherited his name from the Almighty God. Now, and we read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. We'll turn there in just for a moment. And look at this. Then look at the God, who at sundry times and in different manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. He has appointed him heir of all things. Now, what does that mean? Well, I don't understand that, Brother Copeland. He was with God from the beginning. Well, now, wait a minute. Wait. Hold it. Stop. Get down there where I can look at you. In the minds of our dare say, almost all Christians, I'm talking about, I'm not talking about just nominal Christians. I'm talking about serious people. People that know God, but never have really let him die. Well, yeah, no. Let him really die. Here's another thing. It won't affect your salvation anyway, but it's Good Friday is not really Good Friday. It's Good Wednesday.
I agree. 100%.
Because this was a high Sabbath. The Apostle John makes note of that.
Yes, he does.
Because Jesus said that he would be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And you can't do that from Friday to Sunday. Anyway. And he said right here, we talked about it yesterday, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be a father, and again he shall be to me a son. They were completely separated. He died. He died. He went to hell, and he suffered there 3 days and three nights. Praise God. Now, and we talked about, since he inherited that name, then in order to be able to judge and tell the power that stands behind His name, you have to be able to judge the power that's behind it. Well, He's heir of all things. He had to inherit that. Now, we talked about it. I talked about this, that you have to be able to judge the power and the property and the authority of the Most High God. That gave Him His name. Today we're going to talk about that name was conferred upon Him. So, let's go to the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Thank you, Lord. And let's begin with the 5th verse. Now, this is a verse that commands much attention. And most people just kind of drift by it. Verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind, think this way. Let this mind be in you. You won't just automatically allow yourself to think this way if you don't already know some things. Let this mind be in you. Let this be the way you think. Let this mind be in you, which was also in the anointed Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, they'll take you off the radio for this. And social media, don't you be saying this, that you're equal with God. What's the matter with you? Your ugly, nasty self. Equal with God? Come here, Jesse. Now, you know, I give Jesse a hard time, but he's deserved. No, he's a good guy.
Thank you.
Can do that bad cat as good as you. Oh, look at it. Do it again.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Oh, I tell you what. They get the fur up the back on that. How do I know? Because that's what they crucified Jesus for.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Amen.
Who does he think he is calling himself the Son of God? Let's kill him. Now you let that mind be in you. And you do not think it robbery. You don't, it's not taking anything away from God.
Right.
To be equal with our Father.
Yes.
To be equal with our Lord Jesus. He's the one that caused it to happen. And our good God said, oh yeah, they're my children. Of course they're equal to me. I gave birth to them.
Yep.
Now, Kelly's in this convention. Terry's in this convention. John's in this convention. I never have had any idea of putting them down. No. And I think about, oh, that candy bar in thy pocket. Oh, Father, wouldst it be any way near possible that I could share only a tiny bite of thine candy? Are you kidding me? Can you imagine John Copeland doing that? No. Or Kelly. No, there's no way any one of the three of them going to do that.
Yeah.
If John would have just bounced up there in my pocket and said, Daddy, that's your candy? I don't care. Give me that. He doesn't care if he tears my pocket off my shirt. I'm his daddy and he's my boy.
Uh-huh. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He's my father. And I cry, Abba, Father.
Yes.
Whatever he has is mine.
Yes.
And whatever I have is his.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. But let him die. Let him go to hell in your thinking.
Yes.
Because that's where the victory was won.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now then, in Philippians chapter 2, where we were, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. What did he say? Don't you know I could have called a legion of angels?
Yes.
He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and for me. Why? The love of God, the goodness of God.
Yes.
He took my sin. He took your sin. He took my inadequacy. He took my fear. He took my poverty. Wherefore God also hath, look at this, highly exalted him. Now, how did that happen? Look, Jesus, the first man ever to be born from death unto life in the Spirit. He was manifested in the flesh in Bethlehem, made alive in the Spirit in hell. And he became the firstborn from the dead. Whoa. God, I'll tell you, that just still gets all over me. The firstborn. God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. Or names. Notice in this, in King James, things is in italics. Of names in heaven, names in earth, and names under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now listen to this from the Classic Amplified. But stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a servant, a slave, in that he became like men and was born a human being. And after he had appeared in human form, he abased and humbled himself still further and carried his obedience to the extreme of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, because he stooped so low, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, that in and at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue frankly and openly confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And I first saw that, and I read verses like, no man saith Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. And if a man will confess Jesus is Lord with his mouth and believe in his heart that he's raised from the dead, he shall be saved. And I started writing Jesus is Lord over everything I could find. I wrote Jesus is Lord on everything. That just, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And I began saying it, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus es el Señor. En el nombre de Jesús. Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Every tongue frankly and openly confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And listen to the New Living. He gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Now listen, therefore, why? What, therefore, why? Because he humbled himself. Because he humbled himself. Now that reminds me of 1 Peter 5. So hold your place in the book of Philippians. And let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 5. Oh, this book. This, oh, the first letter of Peter's. Oh, and it's just these short little chapters. Just sit down and just read it. They read it as a letter. You sit down and just read it as a letter. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he was suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him, judges rightly, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And I went through that this morning, first thing. I didn't just take my vitamin C. I didn't just take my vitamin D supplements. You can get vitamin D by going outside. Amen. But this is vitamin V. Vitamin victory. Oh my. And he just keeps on teaching. Oh, in the fourth word, let it be the hidden man of the heart, that which is, oh glory, that's a spirit man. And he comes on over to this fifth chapter. Now this is the elderly man. He's an old man by this time. And he didn't know he was writing a letter in the Bible. He's just writing to some younger people and giving them very good, strong, spiritual, fatherly advice. And he's saying, this is what you better do. So, now go in that fifth chapter. Likewise, fifth verse, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, I underlined it in my Bible with two red lines. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care. One translation says, all of your worries, all of your anxieties, once and for all over on him, for he cares for you. Glory to God. So Jesus did that. And he humbled himself. And therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor. The highest honor, gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It was not a name. It was the name. The name. He gave him his name. He conferred it upon him.
Yes.
He came back from the dead. He died the death of a sinner. He did not sin. He was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, that we might be right with God.
Yes.
Right with him.
Yes.
Come experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery at the 2021 Omaha Live Victory Campaign, October 28th through the 30th.
Glory to God. That's where the glory is going to fall next year, is in the local churches that are preaching and teaching and healing and going strong with the word of faith.
Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 28th through the 30th. Admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
Whether you've remained constant and confident in the face of what is happening in the world in your life, or have felt the pressure of fear try to take control of your thoughts and conversations, understanding and emphasizing the authority we have through the name of Jesus and how to use his name changes everything. In the Power of the Name package, Kenneth Copeland teaches on the foundational scriptures and revelation that taught him to use the name of Jesus since the beginning of his ministry in 1967. Included is a 6-message audio series titled Jesus, the Name Above Every Name, with a companion study guide of topical overviews, outlines, questions, and space to take notes as you listen to the teachings. As part of the family of God, you have the right to use the name of Jesus and all the power that is behind it to change habits, mindset, and the physical world around you. With the power of God released in your life through speaking the name of Jesus, your life will be transformed. There is a name that is above every other name. Request your free copy of the Power of the Name of Jesus package, an MP3 series with study guide from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a member of the family of God, you have the right and authority to use that name and walk out your victory.
Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Every Friday is offering day here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I want to read to you again from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now these verses go on to talk about the difference between sowing to the Spirit and sowing to the flesh. Do you realize that just taking the time that you've taken today to tune into this broadcast, to hear the word of God preached to you, you are sowing to the Spirit. And the scripture is very clear that when you sow to the Spirit, you reap from the Spirit life. Now, we also have instruction here with what we do after we've been taught, after we've heard the word. It's our responsibility as believers to go back before the Lord and say, "Father, how do I respond to this? How do I share in all good things with the one who has taught me the word?" Well, if the Lord's got an assignment for you to partner alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, then that's you and I fulfilling this scripture. And that is the power of partnership. It's people all over the world saying, "I don't want this word to stop with me. I want somebody else to hear it. I want somebody else to get it." And when you step into that assignment as a partner with this ministry, you stand alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and you preach this uncompromised word of faith all over the world, from the top to the bottom, all the way around the middle. And listen to me, those of you who are partners, you know this, that your giving, your fulfilling of this scripture has helped people all over the world receive the good news of who Jesus is. People have found out who they are in Him and who He is in them. And everything that is sent out from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, partners, you're a part of that. For more than 50 years, this word has been preached, and now generations of families have heard the life-changing power that's in the Word of God. I'm telling you, lives have been touched. People have been forever changed. And as you sow financially into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, what you're doing is connecting with a ministry that's called to preach faith and has specialized in using their faith for more than 50 years. Partners, it's a powerful thing that God has connected us in this way, and it's working. I'm telling you, it's working. People all over the world are finding out who God is and who Jesus is, and like I've said, who they are in Him. Father, we thank You so much for this. What a privilege and an opportunity it is to preach this word of faith to people all over the world, and we thank You for the opportunity to partner with this ministry and get this job done in Jesus' name. Partners, thank you today. We love you. We bless you. And listen, if you've missed any of the broadcasts this week, just go back to kcm.org. You can always watch them for free. Get caught up and get fed full of the Word of God. We'll see you again next week. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the United States only.